are good on top of pei beis amud aleph. The neisav lifnim, for the neisav lachutz enechnami. Let's first make the zrikas on the pnim, mizbeach ha-pnim, and then you make the zrikas zera chitzaim. Smora says no. Kivon diikachat esviyoshom techi nichnas damim sulim. Since Reb Lez agrees that not only by the dam of a chatis, but even the dam of an oshom, if that dam would come inside in lifnim, would make up so in the dam. So the kids said, not every dam achitzain could you bring inside the dam apnim. So therefore, lepsikalei. Therefore, blessed did not want to argue in our mishnah and say that lechatchila you can make both zrikas. But our mishnah says dam, the dam apnim and dam achitzain got mixed up, which could be mashma even if it's dam achatis. Hachitzan got mixed up with the dam apnim, and then you can't make both zrikas. Because since lechatchila you're supposed to make the zrika on the mizbeach hapnim, so when you bring the dam inside, that would parcel the other dams. So therefore, in this case, you have no eitzah to do both. Therefore, Reb Lezer does not argue for now mishnah. If it would have just been dam hashlomim that got mixed up with the dam achatas hapnim, according to Reb Lezer, that says royin, you should make both zrikas. First you should make the zrika on the mizbeach hapnim, and the dam achitzain, you should look as if it's royin kilu humayim, and then you should make the dam zrika on the mizbeach achitzain. Just since the mishnah is talking about all type of dams, and by chatas and oshim you cannot do this, therefore it does not argue. Now it says the mishnah the machloikish or yurkivayna, that yurkiv used to say any dam that comes lefnim is a psul, and the Chum would say, no, only the dam hachatis. Smor says, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Moshe Lema Davodayma. What is this like? What's the loch of our Mishnah like? What's an example to this? In other words, even though the Pasuk is talking about a dam hachatis, and it's saying if you bring the dam hachatis lefnim, it becomes posel, Rabbi Kiva says it's not only dam hachatis, it's any dam kachim. So what's the pshat? Smor says like this, it's a Moshe that le Talmud shemozig le Rabbi v'chamin. So the Talmud is like diluting the wine with chamin, with hot water. He is diluting it with chamin for his master. The Yom Aloy, and the Rebbe says back to him, mozigli, that you should dilute it for me. Om Aloy b'meh. So the Talmud says to the Rebbe with what? Om Aloy. The Rebbe says back to him, loy b'chamin anu asukim. Listen up until now, we were working with chamin, with hot. Achshav now, bein b'chamin bein mitzaynin, either way you want, either with chamin or with tzaynin. In other words, Rashi says that since we're talking about a korban chatas up until now, and now it says the psul of bringing a dam lefnim, says lav davka dam achatis, rather means any type of dam, any dam kochim. So more explains. Hakinam here also, michti, let's see, v'chatis askimim. The Pasuk is talking about a chatis. Like it says here, yeah, so the chatis, we're talking about the parsha of a chatis. The Yossi chatis, the Kosh Rachman al-Romali. How can the Pasuk say that it says, V'yes domoi, if you bring the dam, hachatis, into Pnim, it becomes Pasul. Why does the Pasuk have to say again, the dam of the chatis? And Allah doesn't mean to teach us, chatis kamimilo, that El Lav Chatis Kamimelo, I'm not only talking about the locha of Dam of the Korban Chatis, El rather Kol Kachim, of all Kachim. In other words, the Pasuk in Vayikra Vov Chav Gimel, it says, V'chol Chatis, Ashayuva Midome Eloy Yamoyid, V'chapa Bakoydish Loisa Yochel, V'eshti Sarv, it says the Psalm, O Korban. So the Kiva says, what's the Pasuk have to say, V'chol Chatis? The parsha is talking about a korban chatis. It says before, Tavu Ravu Rabbanu Weimar is Deis Torah Sachatis. We're talking about a korban chatis. So when the Tosfos says the word chatis, the Kiva says it doesn't only mean the dam of a chatis. That means to say here we're not v'dafka talking about the dam of a chatis, but rather the dam of any kachim. Any kachim, if we bring the dam inside the kodesh or inside the heichal, that parcels the korban. And this the Gemara says that Maskiv lo Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Michti, let's see. In the Pasuk right before this, it's Rambo Kol Kochim Lagabi Mizbech, is a river by all Kochim, not only by Echatis, but by any Kochim, Linyan Riko Shtifa, that negates you cook up the carbon, the meat of the carbon in a metal pot, that the way to cash for it is with Mariko and with Shtifa. And the Pasuk before says, Ukli cheres ashatvushabal ashatvushabay shaver. If you cook kachim in an earthly kli, there's no way to kasher it. You have to break it. For vim b'kli nechayshes bushal. If you cook it up in the kli nechayshes, omor b'shut of amoyim, you have to wash it out well with water. So we're talking about cold kachim here. So in the next post, we're going to say nechol chatas just yubim idoma nechol chatas the kosher rachman alamali. According to Rav Akiva, why does the pasuk have to say the word chatas? We're talking about old kachim anyway. The chula, since the pasuk says the word chatas here is chatasin midachrin eloy, chura tzorayet to the rabbanin. That the pasuk says, if you bring the dam into the oil moyed, that's a psul, that's only by the dam of the chatas and by no other korban. And therefore, it's like this: for my dam, it's only a svarom, it's only a moshalik el le talmud shemozig le rabbi. The talmud is diluting the wine for his rabbi. Bein becham and bein mitzaynin, he's diluting it both in hot water and in cold water. Oh my lord, this the Rebbe says back to him, Atim Zagli Elechamin, Ishno, only use hot water. As before, by Shtifim Rika, we're talking about Okochim. Now, by this new psul, not to bring you dumb or lefnim, that's only by Chatis and by no other carbon. So, Chodesh Pesach is more mashed like the Rabbanin, not like Rabbi Kiva. Samura says, if so, at the time of the Rabbi Kiva, what's Rabbi Kiva's Raya? It says, Me Chatis, Vichol Chatis. Like, why does the Pesach have to say, Vichol Chatis? Just should have said chatis. Why doesn't say the word v'chol chatis? Just should have said mechatis. And it says v'chol chatis. That's the ribu of kabonis. I think Mora says, like we learned, the Tanya we learned chatis. The pasuk says same liyele chatis. Kotshe kadoshim minayin. How do we know any kotshe kadoshim that you bring the dam lefnim it passes? Tamud loy mekol chatis. The pasuk says kol chatis. Kachim kalim minan. How do we know even kachim kalim, even a shlamim or bechor, if you bring his dam in lefnim, it's a psul. Talmud leim, it says in the pasuk bechor chatis. Dibur Rabbi Kiva. That's the drasha of Rabbi Kiva. Not just from the word chatis, but from the first part bechor chatis. On this, Omer le Rabbi Yisag Lili. Yisag Lili says back to Rabbi Kiva, no, afilu atamar bechol yom kulei. Even if you want to be marvel the whole day to say, by all kachim it applies this psul, ain't a shemelecha, I will not listen to you. But the Vosik says clearly, Dafka, a dam of chatis has this psul, and not the dam of other kachim. And therefore, basically, it says like this. El rather, chatis, the Vosik would have just said the word chatis, ain't liyel a chatis yochid. Maybe only a chatis that a yochid brings. But chatis tiba minayin, how do I know that even applies to a chatis tiba also, if the dam is brought lefnim, it's a psul? And therefore, the pasuk says kol chatis. And right, v'yein liyela chatis zocher, only a chatis of a male. Chatis nekeva, you bring in a keva. Minan, how do we know even there the dam is pasul? Talmudim, it says v'chol the extra vov. That's the drasha. But if Adam, it's only a ribu in the korban of a chatis, and not paishah kochim. For the Gemara can't be lying, just the opposite. And Rashi says, because tam chatis yochid is from a nekeva. So how could you tell me if you just would have said one ribu? I would have thought to say a zocher, not a nekeva. Just the opposite. Stam behemis, chatis are nekevis. El rather, it is the pshadok ikama. Ainly yella chatis nekeva. Only if you bring a chatis nekeva, the stam chatis yochid, there is a psul if you bring the dam inside the kodesh. But chatis zocher minayin, how do you know if you have a chatis from a zocher? Tamalev says the postik, v'chol chatis. Now, the sovereign of Yeseg Lili, high crawl off with the yos, is the truth that you have Yeseg Lili. Dash on this pasuk over here for chol chatis, that all types of chatis has the psul if you bring his dam in lefnim. The Yotan you learn like this. Rabbi Yisag Lili Yomer, call the inyan kuli and imadabriela bepor manisrofim or sira manisrofim. This whole pasuk is only talking about por manisrofim. That means a chatis apnim, that you're supposed to burn the meat and burn the emurim outside. Nothing is burnt on the mizbech. Only there's a zrikas adam on the mizbech. And the same thing, Misirim Hanasrofim. The sword is supposed to be burnt. Lisroi Pisuleim Abesabira. That you're supposed to burn it outside, not on the base of Mizbach, not on the Mizbeach. For Lamad Bloisa say Allah Losai. If anybody eats from the Korban, he's over Loisa say. That's what the Pasuk has come to teach us. So it is a lamb if you eat from this meat. Omrullah Nitzachom said back to him, Omrullah, they said back to him, Chatesh and Nichnas Dom Lefnai Lefnim Minayin. How do you know there's such a psul if you bring the dam in Lefnai Lefnim? How do you know Chatesh if you bring the dam in Lefnai Lefnim? Omrullah, it says in the Pasuk, Hein Loi Huvoi. A different Pasuk altogether. He learns it out from a different pasuk of a Yikra of Hein Lehuvoi, a Maisa by Moshe and Aaron, they did not bring the dam inside. Marked with the dam would have been brought inside. There would have been a psul. So Chayesir Beisag really learns, how do I know that the dam chatez was brought inside its psul from a different pasuk, not from this pasuk over here of Kol Chatez? Sakam was saying now he dashins the Kol Chatez for the chatoyis if the dam is brought lefanim. So the answer is Ledvoz Rabbi Kiva Kama. Rav Yosef Levin is only saying how Rabbi Kiva should have dashened. In other words, you, Rabbi Kiva, dashened this pasuk of the Kol Chatez Hashiyuv Midomai, that there's a psul if you bring the dam chatez in lefnim, that it passels the korban. So you want to say it's a ribui for korbanis. Yosef Levin says no. Even if you want to say the word v'chol is a ribui, it's only a ribui in the lochas of chatois, a chatez yochet, chatez sibur. But that's also libud Rabbi Kiva. We have Yosef Levi himself. He learns out from different pasuk altogether that there's such a psul of dam chatis brought lefnim. Therefore, there's no stira in Yosef Levi itself. Nechnami takadashin to the other pasuk, but here he means to say that is the way Rabbi Kiva should have dashed. Now the Mishnah says chatis shekibul dam b'shnei kaisais. You have a korban chatis. A chatas achitzin, that the kohen made a kabbalah in two different cups. Now, yotzechem hem achutz. There's a psu yotze. If you take one cup outside the azara, that cup of dam becomes posel. But the locher is hapanimi kosher. The dam that's still inside the other cup is still kosher. What about nichnas echem hem lefnim? You make this psu that you bring the dam inside the kodesh hakodashim. There's a psu of lefnim, like we just learned before. So on this, Rabbi Yosef Lili Machshir Bechitzen. Basically, he says only the cup that went inside is possible, but the other cup of dam that's outside, that's also kosher, just like by the psul of Yotzei. However, the Chachamim Poskim, the Chachamim say no. If you bring in one cup of dam inside lefnim, this is a bigger psul than Yotzei. Here it passes all the dam, it passes the korban. On this, Amar Rabbi Yosef Lili. Basically, says like this: no, ma im b'makim shemachshav apesal pachutz. You have in mind to eat from the meat outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the Azor in that Mokom, that it makes a psul. There's a psul machshava. Still, lo yoser es hamishuya ki yaitzai. If you take one cup of dam outside lachutz, it does not parcel the other dam. The other cup is still inside. If so, lo yoser es hamishuya ki yaitzai. If so, Mokom, by bringing the dam inside lefnim, the mokum of lefnim, shein lachshav b'selus lefnim. If b'shas you make a shechita, you have in mind to eat from the meat inside the kodesh hakodashim, that lachshav does not pass on the korban. If so, ein din isn't the svaro shloi naseh famishoyon kenichnis, that even though you brought one cup of dam inside the kodesh, that should not pass on the other cup that's outside. So this is the machlokes of Yosef Levi and the Chachamim. I'll see in the Gemara, the Chacham said it's Gedei HaSechosif. What's going to be now? Nichnas lechaper afa pishal kipa posel. Let's say it took the dam of the chaper sachitzin and you brought that dam inside the Kodesh, even though you did not make a zrika, but as long as you brought it in with the intentions to make a zrika, it becomes posel. Dibur Rebbe Lezer, these are the words of Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Shimon Imano, achi chaper, it only becomes posel if you actually make a zrika in the penim. Rabbi Yudoimer im hichnis shoygei kosher. Rabbi Yudo says if you bring the dam in by mistake, it does not passel. That he learns even it means the Gemara says even if he makes a zrika there, but since he did it by mistake, there's no psul. It only passels if you do it benezik. Now the Mishnah as often says that kol hadam im psulim, any dam that's passel has the psul upon it, whether it's a yotzei, whether it's a nichnas lefnim. So shenos nagavi hamizbeach. If the ever the kohen put his dam on the mizbeach, shenos the locher is loy hurtzah atzitz. The tzitz is not meratzah. Still the korban is posel. Ela al hatuma. Only on a psul tamei. If the dam is tamei, then the klal is shatzitz meratzah al tamei. The yain meratzah al yotzei. The tzitz is meratzah means the fact the kohen god has his beged. The tzitz that's meratzah that b'di'evin. If the Kohen makes a zrika on the dam, that's Tomei, but the evidence of zrika is good. even though lechatchila you're not supposed to, but b'diavadel the tzitz is meratzer, but not on a psul of yoytzi or nichnas lefnim. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned, Omer Rav Yosi Haglili kal v'choyma, really alba kal v'choyma, to say, Oma b'mokim shamach shava peselis, b'achutz, when you think b'shas t'shchit t'tit to meet outside, that's a psul mach shava, still lo posul dam, shebachutz shabafnim, if you take one cup of the Kabbalah Saddam and bring it outside, it does not pass over the other cup that's inside. If so, mokim shein mach shava peselis v'fnim, if you have a machshava tita meat inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim that does not make a psul, is ainu din isn't the svaro shlayiv sul dam shebefnim eshevachutz, if you take one cup of the dam inside the pnim, it should not make a psul in the other cup that's outside. Or malay, so on this, so the chum say back and say no, hereyuwema, the postik says, asheyuva midoma, if you bring part of the dam inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it makes a psul in the whole korban, which is mashma filo mixas doma. Even if a little bit dam comes in, even if only one cup comes in, still it parcels all the dam. If so, omalem, if you said it so, kal v'choymel yetzei. If so, now it should say the swirl back the other way, by yetzei. Meyatna, it should say like this. Oma b'mokim shei machshava v'sal sefnim, poysel dam shebefnim, eshev achutz, if you have a machshava, TV inside it does not parcel. Still bring in one cup, parcel the other cup. If so, mokim shei machshava v'sal sefnim, if you have machshava tit to meet outside the Beis Hamikdash, that doesn't make a psul. Is any of them isn't the svar then sheyis sudam shebechutz shebefnim? They take one cup of dam of blood outside the psul yotzei, that should pass for the other cup inside. Or meloi on this, Rav Yosi said back no. Harei Weiman, the Gzeiros Kasa that says ashe yuvo, if you bring the dam inside, meaning anichnas poisol v'ena yotzei poisol. Only if you bring some dam inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's what makes a psul in the leftover. But if you just take dam outside, it only passes that dam, but not the rest of the dam that's inside. So the more so, that they machshov v'bifnim peisal from the Kal v'chaymah. Now what do I say with the Kal v'chaymah? That if you have a machshov v'bishah shchita, to eat the meat inside the Kodesh, it should make a psul. Oma b'mokim shlet posel dam shevachutz, esh shebifnim, machshov v'pesal spachutz, madach by taking the dam outside does not passel the dam inside. Still, if you think to eat the meat outside, that passel the korbin. If so, mokim sheposel dam shebefnim is dam shebechutz. If you take only one cup of dam inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that passels the other cup that's outside. Is ainu din isn't the svaro shetei machshava peselos tefnim that you have.